Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection. Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back in our silsila. And in this silsila, as you know, we try to discuss about certain topics that are to do with a person's ibadat, his worship, and to do with his daily routine. And such things that a person will rush into things because of hastiness, that person will lose the blessings and the benefit of that ibadat or whatever he's doing. And in today's topic, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be discussing about hastiness in giving the ruling of Sharia, masails, fatawa, whatever, people, how they will rush into these things. If someone asks you a question about the Sharia, and they will rush into giving them an answer. In the same way, how people will rush into little small arguments, and what the end result of these arguments is. And also, about eating. So inshallah azza wa jal, and then maybe there might be a few other topics that we can fit in this during this silsila inshallah azza wa jal. Remember the name of the silsila in Urdu, Jald Bazi Ke Nuksanat. The result or the side effects of those people who rush into things. And inshallah azza wa jal, as usual my dear Islamic brothers, a request to all the viewers will be that please listen very, very carefully, because this is the knowledge of the deen, and this is the sacred knowledge that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has brought to us. And as Muslims, as Ashikane Rasool, we should be remembering and listening to these words of wisdom from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the awliya kiram, in such a manner that we're here not to listen to a bayan, but we're here to learn from this bayan. And no doubt, inshallah azza wa jal, I will try my utmost best to try to deliver the bayan in the best of manners and try to act upon it as well. This is the beauty of a bayan. This is the beauty of knowledge, is when you start to act upon what you have said. So may Allah give me the ability and all of us the ability to act upon the beautiful sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the awliya kiram. We begin with the blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnah, the founder and leader of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. In one of his booklets, he writes a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is something like this. The mafhum is that a person who recites 50 times durood upon me in this world, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Now imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, how and what a beautiful reward for just reciting 50 times durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that individual, the Muslim, will have the opportunity to shake the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And if you act upon the Madani Inamat, if this is the first time that you've ever heard of Madani Inamat, then Madani Inamat is a small booklet printed by Maktabatul Madina. And these are 72 questions for Islamic brothers and 63 questions for Islamic sisters. That Amir Ahle Sunnat has said that if we try to implement these questions in our lives, then inshallah azza wa jal, our life will be according to the will of Allah azza wa jal, and inshallah azza wa jal, the blessing and the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, will be successful in living our lives and inshallah Azza wa Jal having a successful life. So my dear Islamic brothers, Amir al-Sunnah, he writes in Madani Inamat that make your habit of reciting 313 times Durood-e Pak. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention, you can also make that intention, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, from today, we will recite at least 313 times Durood-e Pak. Now, sometimes a person thinks, you know, I don't get time to recite Durood-e Pak. Where am I going to get this 5 or 10 minutes? Because, you know, we are so busy in our lives. And just let me just mention one thing here, my dear Islam brothers. This is one of the biggest excuses that the shaitan, he puts into our minds and hearts, that I don't have time. I'm too busy working, I'm looking after the family, I don't get time. Now, my dear Islam brothers, we discussed this in the previous silsilas, that when we are going and coming back from work, when we are sat at home, doing nothing, then recite Durood-e Pak, make this compulsory upon yourself. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see that we will gain the blessings. And no doubt, like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that when a person recites durood upon me, Allah ta'ala showers his blessings upon that person. When you are at home and you're ill, or you're not feeling too good, or you're depressed, or you got a problem on your mind, then one of the best solutions that the ulama have told us is to recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah showers his blessings upon that person. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, what a beautiful solution that Islam gives us. Allah ta'ala, he says in the Quran, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal is the satisfaction of the heart. That no doubt in the remembrance of Allah is the satisfaction of the hearts. So if there is any problems, you know, we've got any problems financially, family problems, then the best way that we can resolve these problems is turning towards the deen, going to a cinema, reading a book, reading a novel, you know, reading any other digest, reading a biography of any worldly person, you're not going to find no satisfaction. And that is guaranteed, because the word of Allah can never be wrong. The word of Allah is that you will only definitely find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. And the scholars, they have said that remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is also remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give me and all of the viewers of Madani channel the ability to recite durood as much as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers, starting this silsila off, we'll start off with one of the things that a person, he rushes into thing, and that is giving a shari ruling. Someone might come up to you and he might ask you a question. Now, even though that this question, it might be a basic question, it might be a question that you know, this is very, very easy, I know the answer for that. But my dear Islam brothers, never ever rush into giving an answer. Maybe at that time we didn't think properly, or we never heard the question properly. And it's happened so many times. End of the day, we are all humans. We will make mistakes, but then never ever rush into these things. Never ever let the shaitan whisper in your mind that, look, I know this question, so if this person is asking me this question and I don't answer him back, what is he going to think about me? Don't worry about what he thinks about you. Worry about the consequences that if you give him the wrong answer and that person starts to act upon that, then my dear Islam brothers, that is a very, very serious sin. You might turn that person away from ibadat, and it has happened so many times. Once a brother told me that he went to someone and he asked him a question. Now, the one thing I want to give the viewers of Madani channel and the Islamic brothers is that always go to an alim, a Sunni scholar, and ask him the questions of Shariat. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawat Islami has made that more easier for us. We have Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah. There is a direct number. If you are calling from any country, from South Africa, from USA, Canada, from UK, there are separate phone numbers and they are all local numbers. So maybe these numbers will be free for you. So Dawat Islami is making these things much easier for us, that we can contact the Muftiyane Kiram and we can get the proper answer. So my dear Islam brothers, this Islam brother, he was saying that he went up to someone and he did not offer his Salatul Asr of that day. So he goes to someone and he asks him, I haven't read my Salatul Asr and there's only 5 minutes left for the Azan for Maghrib. Can I still offer my Salatul Asr of this day? And the person turned around and he says, well, you can't, because 20 minutes are before sunset, is makruh time. So you can't read your Asr Salah. So that person, he says that I missed my Asr Salah of that day because that person told me. And then he says that I went to a Sunni scholar and asked them the question later on. The Sunni scholar, he replied, replied that, look, if you have not offered your Salatul Asr of that day, then you can read that up to beginning of Maghrib. So he says that he missed his Salah because of someone giving him the wrong answer. So one thing is, as those people who are seeking knowledge, who want answers, do not go to anyone. Don't go to any person. You know, oh, he might know this answer. I'll go up to him. No, make sure who you asking these questions from. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, like I said, Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat, a free service that Dawat Islami provides us. We can ask these questions and inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will get the answers. If you want the answers written, they will write the answer. They will write the fatwa for you. Or if you want an answer via email, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will get the answer via email as well. So my dear Islam brothers, I just want to mention how important it is for those Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters who sometimes think to themselves that if I don't answer this person, then he's going to make fun of me. You might be an alim. It doesn't matter, my dear Islam brothers, if you don't know the answer. You might be an alim. You might be someone who is thought of, someone who is a very knowledgeable person. Everyone makes mistakes, but everyone doesn't have to know every answer for every question. Let me just mention this waqia. Sayyiduna Shaykh Jaleel Abdul Hassan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A woman once came up to him and she asked him a question. And Sayyiduna Shaykh Jaleel Ahmad Hassan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he gave that woman a fatwa. And that woman, she took the fatwa and she went away. And later on, he realized that and he came into a doubt if the answer was the correct one or not. So he quickly stood up and barefooted. He walked outside the masjid and he went to the woman and he says, please give me this fatwa back. Come to me a few days later and then I will give you the fatwa again. His students that were sat there, they said, Ya Sayyidi, what happened? And he says that when I gave the fatwa to that woman, I had a doubt in the answer. So therefore, I went rushing and they said that you could have told us. We could have gone after that woman and we could have got that fatwa back for you. Why did you have to go and you went barefooted as well? And look at the beautiful answer. Look at the khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah, that if this woman acts upon the fatwa I have given her, maybe that was the wrong answer and I will be responsible on the day of judgment. And he says that it was me who gave that fatwa to that woman. And if I had told you to go and fetch that fatwa back, then you would have taken time putting your shoes on and then you might not have even found that woman. So therefore I rushed and I bought this fatwa back. So this is the fear of Allah. Whenever someone asks you a question, the best answer that you can give them is to go to a Sunni scholar. If you are 100% sure that this is the answer, again, my dear Islam brothers, make sure that you are 112% sure that your answer is right. Because later on, if that answer comes out to be a wrong one, then, you know, you'll be responsible for that in this world and in the hereafter as well. And some wise men, they have said that to waste yourself or to have yourself locked up is better to control your tongue, as nothing is more worthy of controlling than the tongue, as it makes many mistakes by rushing to giving answers. That the wise men, they have said that it's better to lock yourself up and it is better that you waste yourself than to give the wrong answer. Why? Because you control your tongue. Because of your tongue, you're going to rush into that. You are going to lose the benefits. And this is why, my dear Islam brothers, Amir Ahle Sunnat in Wasail-e-Bakhshish, a beautiful poem, Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says, Meri zaban tar rahe zikro durood se. Meri zaban tar rahe zikro durood se. Beja hasoon kabhi na karun guftugu fazool. Now, Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says that we need to control our tongue. And as you, many times, you must have seen this sticker or the card that Amir Ahle Sunnat and Muballighin of Dawat Islami, they have this card. And at the bottom, what does he say? Ek chup so suk. Silent is salvation. So always keep your tongue under control and always never ever rush into giving answers. And remember, for a non-alim to give answers of Shariat is not allowed anyway. For a non-alim to give answers for Shariat is not allowed. Sometimes people go into the depth, they'll ask you questions about zakat, they'll ask you questions about hajj, they'll ask you questions about certain ibadat that a person does not know. But just to save that humiliation, He will give the answer. And the wise men, the best person, what would they do? They would make sure what they are saying, and then they will say that thing. And in the same way, Mahdi Islam brothers, moving on to the next thing. People rush into making judgments. You know, Allah, children when they fight. Now, people rush into making judgments. Now, this is another thing that we need to discuss about. That what happens and what is the negative ending of those people who rush into these kind of things. You see two children fighting. And then what happens? You are the one who needs to make that judgment. Now, these could be your own children or these could be your students in the madrasa at school. Now, you are need to making this judgment. Now, what happens sometimes? A student who is always naughty, he's always messing about in the class. It doesn't always mean that he's always like that. No, that's not the case. Maybe this time it was someone else's fault. But what happens? We'll rush into that conclusion. Oh, I bet it was him. I bet it was him. It was his fault, and therefore he's gonna get a cane, or he's gonna get a negative from the teacher itself. So we should be worrying about this. That because of me, if I make a wrong assumption, for example, if a student has been given a detention, and it wasn't his fault, but you came to that conclusion because you rushed into your judgment and you thought to yourself that no, he's always in trouble. I bet he did that. Okay, you're gonna get a detention. And the other person who was at fault, he's gone away. Now remember, on the day of judgment, this will be classed as zulm, and you have to answer for that on the day of judgment. Mahdi Islam brothers, there are so many waqiyas, so many stories. True related stories. I'm just going to mention a couple of them in front of you. How these small feuds between children, end of day, children are children. They're going to fight with one another. They might do a lot of things. But what will happen, end of the day, they'll be shaking hands, they'll be going home together. But what happens is when the family gets involved, when parents get involved, even over little things. Why did your son swear at my son for? Okay, that's it now. Hell breaks loose. Why did your son hit my child? Why did your son even look at my son? He took my son's pen. He's never given it back to him. Yeah, the children, they're shocked what's happening here. You know, we're innocent children. We haven't done anything. He's only a young child. But the other parent, he'll go into and angry, and he'll talk to that the other child. And then what will happen? The other child's not an orphan, is he? He's got parents as well. And if you think that you're the wrestling master, or you're a kung fu fighter, you're a black belt, then he'll be something else as well. And then what will happen is, end of the day, parents will be fighting. Let's just listen to these true events that have happened. On the 20th of March 2011 in Lahore in Pakistan, after some children had an argument, one person, he got shot and killed. And now that person is at large. You know, he's run away, he's killed someone. Over what? A fight between two young children, and elders got involved, and they got involved in such a manner that the first thing, that people don't think about these things. Life is so cheap for these people nowadays. Blowing someone off, killing someone is so cheap today. Now, this is two children fighting amongst themselves. Someone elder got involved, and you have a murder. And the other guys run off. Over what things? Now, he's going to regret it all of his life. Now, listen to this one. This is even worse. In one of the cities, in Pakistan as well, after a small argument amongst children, a fight broke out between two families in which axes and sticks were used, and the end result, which was 10 people died after that fight. That is so bad. Losing 10 people's lives over a small argument amongst children. What is the best way that we could deal with this? If your son went to the madrasa and someone hit him, then what you do is you talk to that child. You don't talk to that child. You talk to the teacher. You complain to the teacher. That is why they're there for. You complain to the teacher. You complain to the head teacher. If nothing gets sorted out, then my dear Islam brothers, you try to talk to the parents of that child. You don't barge into a classroom and you don't go up to that little 6 or 7 year old and you give him a right big mouthful. And what are you going to achieve from that? 7 year old, he's only going to get scared. And then what he's going to do, that 7 year old, because he's scared, he may be crying in front of you. When he goes home, his mom or dad will ask him, what happened? And he's not going to tell you that I hit this child in his parent. He's going to say so and so's dad came up to me and he gave me a right mouthful. He even slapped me. He did this to me. He did this to me. And then do you think that their parents will? Because if you are hot-headed, they'll be 10 times more hot-headed than you. And this is why you end up with these results. This is why you end up with 10 people dying. This is why you end up people using sticks and axes. Why? Because of jahiliyat, because of ignorance we have in our community. We do not even know the respect of another Muslim. Without any shari reason, you do not do these kind of things. In a normal civilized communities, these things don't happen. Yet you see that life is so cheap, people will kill someone. You know, over little, small little things. I know another incident that happened over a small plot of land. 12 people have been murdered in that family because of a feud of only a small plot of land. That plot of land is still there, but 12 people have lost their lives. Just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, on the day of judgment, even if you swear at someone, never mind swear at someone, even if you look at someone and you make him fearful, you will be answering to Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. Another thing, my dear Islam brothers, we need to discuss is rushing into committing sins. Some people find it, good. Some people find it, they take a buzz out of committing sins. And remember what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, there are 8 types of people. Remember, listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very, very carefully. And if you can, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, please try to take a note of this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, 8 types of people will be disliked by Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. Allah Ta'ala will not like these people. He will have nothing to do with these kind of people. 8 types of people. Number 1 is the one who lies. Number 2, an arrogant person who has takabbur. Number 3, the one who has hatred for his brother. And when he came to him, he be good to him. Number 4, those people, when you call them towards Allah Azza wa Jal and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they makes excuses but run towards the works of the devil. Number 5, those people who swear an oath on completion of any worldly matter, if though it was permissible. Number 6, those who tell tales. Number 7, those who put separation amongst friends. Number 8, those who desire pious people to commit sins. Now, let's take each thing, and then try to learn something about this. Number 1, the first type of a person that Allah Ta'ala will dislike, will not like on the day of judgment, is the one who lies. And how many times, my dear Islamic brothers, we've come across, no, forget children, because children, when they lie, if they're underage, they're not baligh, then that sin will not be written for them. Let's look at us elders. So lying is a very, very bad habit. And who teaches our children to lie today? I'm sorry to say this. It's not someone outside. It's not my son plays with this, with so and so's children and they're always lying. So my son's picked up this bad habit from them. No, maybe it could be that they have learned lying from home. Yes, remember that time when Muballighin came to your house? I'm just trying to rewind the memory for those people. Remember, a Muballigh Dimar came to your house. For neki ki dawat, they knocked on the door. Is your dad home? The little child replies, 1 minute, let me find out. He goes inside. And the father, he says to his son, tell them, I'm not at home. So the son, he goes back. And because they're innocent children, they're very, very straightforward. The son will come and say, my dad says that I am not at home. So who taught him to lie? Someone outside? Or did you make him a liar? I'm sorry, but yes, this training is given at home. Oh, we can't do business without lying. Son, lie as much as possible, but you need to be getting to your record, what your target is. We need to break our target. We need to do a sale of £20,000 a week, £20,000 a month. Yeah, for that, it's alright, don't worry son, if you don't lie, you're not gonna sell anything. So lie as much as you can. So who's telling him to lie? You are telling him to lie. And in the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, a liar. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he did not like someone who lied. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had hatred for that person who lied. So never ever lie. Never ever ask your children to lie as well. And I know majority of the parents, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, majority of the parents listening to this, alhamdulillah, they will be truthful themselves. But never ever lie, my dear Islam brothers. Now, what is lying? Does lying mean that you only lie with your tongue? No, it means with your actions as well. Yes, someone asks you, how much do you earn? Oh, I only earn this much. Why? Because you want to apply for something else. You want to apply for tax credits. You want to apply for these other things. And you lie and you do not give the true amount. That is also classed as lying as well. To save yourself. You know, have you heard of this phrase that, you know, to hide one lie, you have to lie 100 times. And that is true. When you've done something wrong, you get stopped by a police officer. You've been over speeding. You went through a red light. He stops you. You didn't have a seat belt on. Yeah, you've done something wrong. You've broken the law. They ask you, that same time, a person who lies constantly, he'll start lying. He'll start to cover himself. And then end the day, what will happen? He digs a bigger hole for himself. So always speak the truth. If you've done something wrong, you went through a red light, someone stops you, I'm sorry officer, I went through the red light, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you always tell the truth. You've hit a car, whilst you were reversing, you hit someone's car, you've sped off, you know, and then, especially when you've got children with you, you know, you're gone now. What are these children going to learn? They're probably going to think, yeah, this is true, this is okay. If you hit someone, if you damage someone's property, it's alright, run away from them. Because dad did the same, mum did the same, so this is okay. So we are indirectly teaching our children. And sometimes even, you know, Islam brothers, when they get together, they even boast about these things. Oh, you know, one day I was trying to get my car out of the garden, and I, by mistake, my wing mirror hit the other car's wing mirror, and I broke their wing mirror. And then he go, I put it in first gear, and I legged it from there. And they laugh over it, and they slap their fists over it. You know, that is stupid. You've done something wrong, and do you think that Allah Ta'ala wasn't watching you? He's always watching you. Oh sinner, beware. Allah is watching you. So always, when you have this in your mind, then you won't do these kind of things. The second thing, an arrogant person, a person who thinks that he is better than the other person. Why is he better? Is because he's got more money than the other person. Why is he better? Because he's got more knowledge than the other person. Why is he arrogant? Because he's more beautiful than the other person. His voice is better than the other person's voice. If that is why he's arrogant, then remember, all these were blessings that Allah Ta'ala has given you. And He is the one who gave you these blessings. And He can take them away from you as well. There are so many people who are living in this world. There are so many examples that I can give you of people who had a life of luxury. Allah Ta'ala gave them all this luxury life, but because of arrogance, they lost everything. Who was Fir'aun? You've heard about Fir'aun. You've read his name in the Quran. You've read his stories in the Quran at the time of Musa alayhi salam. Who was Fir'aun? Fir'aun was an arrogant person. He thought that he was better than everyone. Then that is why he proclaimed himself as God, ma'azallah. He says that he was Allah, he was the creator. He was such an arrogant person, yet we still read about him. And even today, you will find the body in one of the museums in Egypt. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has preserved his body so that we can learn a lesson from that arrogant person. Have you heard of Qarun? You've heard of Haman? You've heard of Abu Jahl? You've heard of Abu Lahab? You've heard of all these kuffar of Makkah? You've also heard about Namrud, all these kuffar? Where are they today? They're gone. They're finished. They're bones now. But my dear Islam brothers, remember, an arrogant person is someone who is destroying his own deeds. There's a waqia that a pious person was once sitting under the shade of a tree. And as he was sitting under the shade of a tree, he saw a person who was coming towards him. And this person was someone who committed a lot of sins. And he wanted to sit next to this pious person so that he may learn from him. And maybe Allah Ta'ala can shower mercy upon him as well. And he can change his lifestyle. But as he was walking towards this pious person, he thought to himself, why is this person coming towards me? I hope he doesn't sit next to me because he's a sinful person and I'm a pious person. So arrogance came inside him. and he sat next to him. Allah Ta'ala sent a revelation to the Prophet of that time that, oh Prophet, go to that person, go to both of them and say to that pious person that all your good deeds that you have done, they have all been destroyed because of you being arrogant. Start again. And that sinful person, say to him that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. Start all over again. Never be arrogant. Never be arrogant because you have more money. Never be arrogant because you are clever than the other person. And especially this is found amongst the youth, you know, especially college, university and school. Oh, I'm better than him. I'm clever than him. I'm the favorite of the teacher. So arrogance comes into him. You know what destroyed the shaitan? The shaitan, he was the teacher of the angels. We know that. But what destroyed the shaitan today when something happens, when we commit a sin, what do we do? What do we say? He was the shaitan. The shaitan made me commit these sins. But what made the shaitan? Because shaitan, his name wasn't the shaitan, was it? His name was something else before. So what made the shaitan? It was arrogance that made him commit that sin. It was that arrogance that I am better than Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. I am better than him. I am created out of fire. He's created out of mud. I am better than him. And until the day of judgment, the shaitan, he will be cursed. And on the day of judgment, he'll be thrown into the fire of hell. So never ever be arrogant, my dear Islam brothers. The third thing, the one who has hatred for his brother, but when he comes to him, he be good to him. Yeah, you talk bad about someone. Oh, this so and so person, I know him. He's like that. He's a show off. And people say so many things, so many bad things about that person. But as soon as he comes up to me, how are you, brother? I was talking about you. You're the best person. You're the best brother. I love you, man. I like being in your companionship. I like being with you. As soon as he turns his back and walks away, again, you talk bad about him. Allah Ta'ala does not like people like that. And even people don't like people like that. As well, these people are called two-faced. Don't be a two-faced person. Be genuine. Be one. Alhamdulillah, one true Muslim. Yeah, don't have hatred for another Muslim in your heart without any valid reason. The fourth type of person, those people who call towards Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they make excuses, but they run towards the work of the devil. You know, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, so many people, you invite them towards the masjid, oh, I don't have time, pray for me, my clothes aren't clean. How can a Muslim be wearing clothes that are unclean? What if you die now? Are you going to die, you know, in that uncleanliness state? Are you going to die in that napaki state? A Muslim should be clean all the time. Are we amongst them? Are we one of them people that make excuses when it comes towards when it is to do with the deen? Or are we those people? And the next part of the hadith was that they will run towards the work of the devil. Yeah, you don't have time to go on the Madani Kafila for 2 days. Yeah, your friend's going to Paris, to France, to Morocco, to all these places for a holiday, for a week. You've got plenty of time for that. Oh, where did you get this time from? Where did you get this time? Yeah. Oh, I got a holiday from work. I booked a holiday. Oh, you didn't have time for the kafla for 2 days. You did not have time to come to the ijtima for one night. Okay, for 1.5 hours, you didn't have time to come to the ijtima. Yeah, you have gone to Manchester, you've gone to Bradford, you've gone to all these places to have a meal with your friends. Where did you get this time from? You don't have time to read the Quran, yet you'll have plenty of time to watch a film, ma'azallah. You don't have time to read the beautiful word of Allah, the beautiful kalam of Allah, azzawajal, that you've got time to read a biography of a football star. You don't have time to read the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, yet you've got the time to read a newspaper. You've got the time to read a magazine. Where did you get this time from? What happens, my dear Islam brothers? It's because with that love of Islam is slowly diminishing in our hearts, is slowly moving away. And fear that day when Allah Ta'ala, He seals your heart, and then you'll never come towards the straight path. Fear that day. I should fear that day, and each and every one of us, we should be fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal. What if Allah Ta'ala writes this in our destiny, that okay, I've given him many, many chances, he's not coming to the straight path, you know, now Allah Ta'ala, He seals your heart, then what will happen? Fear Allah and do tawbah. The fifth thing, those people who swear an oath on completion of a worldly matter, even though they know that it was impermissible. Yeah, people swear an oath, this is the qasam, I did this work, even though they know that it was impermissible. Number seven, those who put separation amongst friends. Yeah, you know these two friends because maybe you are jealous because he's not your friend. It may be, you know, you're burning inside your heart. Why is he always hanging around with him? Why is he always treating him? Why is he always giving him gifts? And no one asks about me. No one gives me any gifts. Yeah? So one thing is that jealousy is burning in your heart. And then what you do is that the shaitan will whisper in your mind. And then what a person does, he will try to separate these friends. Allah Ta'ala does not like people like that, who make separation amongst friends and separation amongst families, separation amongst, you know, blood brothers. Separation amongst a father and a son. Separation amongst a mother and a daughter. People are like, there are people living out there. These sad people are out there who are making the family members fight with one another. They'll tell one thing to someone else and they'll fill the ears of the other person and they'll make a son fight with his own dad. Yeah, and this is so sad. And these people are very, very sad. And these people are, you know, you could call them low lives. Because they are having they're making families break up. And these people, we should be aware of these people and we should be away from them. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if we have this habit in ourselves, we should remove this habit straight away. Before the angel of death will come take our soul away, we'll regret it. And seriously, you regret it so much that at that time you'll think, I wish I never did these things. You know, even for fun. Some people will make two friends fight with one another. And then they'll say, oh, I was only joking. You know, but you've done the damage. I'm sorry, you've done the damage. And that damage will be left there. You know, people, you've scarred someone for life now. That person, he may say, I forgive you on your heart, or on your face, but he hasn't forgiven you in the heart. That is one of the worst conditions to be in. My dear Islam brothers, the last thing, those who desire pious people to commit sins, someone who's very, very pious, who offers his salatul tahajjud, who also offers his salah, you know, alhamdulillah, he tries to keep away from sins. People are looking for points. People are looking for a time when these people will slip over and they'll commit a sin. Yeah? And they'll feel proud of that. They'll feel happy. What a bad condition to be in. Serious. What a bad condition to be in, that a Muslim is committing a sin. And that Muslim is not just a normal Muslim, he's a pious person. He made a mistake. He's made a genuine mistake. Yeah, you are so happy in your heart. You know, you're proud of that. Yeah, that person is coming. I've got something to talk about him. Ma'azallah. My dear Islam brothers, these are the people whom Allah Ta'ala dislikes. A pious person once said, do not commit a sin, as the taste of the sin will finish and the sin will stay there with you forever. And do not leave a good deed because of hardship, as the hardship will finish and the good deeds will remain with you forever. And my dear Islam brothers, inshallah azza wa jal, in this silsila today, we've learnt about some of the most important things. And inshallah azza wa jal, in our next silsila, we will talk about and we will highlight some of the things that people will rush into things, and we'll highlight some of the other examples that we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the lives of the Sahaba ikram. So please, my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, keep watching Madani channel, invite people towards Madani channel. Maybe someone has watched Madani channel the first time, he might learn something, and that inshallah azza wa jal can change his life forever. May Allah azza wa jal give me and all of us the ability to act upon what has been said today, and may Allah azza wa jal forgive our sins for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دھوم مچی ہو. آمین. بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection. Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection.
You know, they're making families break up. And these people, we should be aware of these people and we should be away from them. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if we have this habit in ourselves, we should remove this habit straight away. Before the angel of death will come take our soul away, we'll regret it. And seriously, you regret it so much that at that time you'll think, I wish I never did these things. You know, even for fun. Some people will make two friends fight with one another. And then they'll say, oh, I was only joking. You know, but you've done the damage. I'm sorry, you've done the damage. And that damage will be left there. You know, people, you've scarred someone for life now. That person, He may say, I forgive you on your heart, on your face, but he hasn't forgiven you in the heart. That is one of the worst conditions to be in. My dear Islam brothers, the last thing, those who desire pious people to commit sins, someone who is very, very pious, who offers his salatul tahajjud, who also offers his salah, you know, alhamdulillah, he tries to keep away from sins. People are looking for points. People are looking for a time when these people will slip over and they'll commit a sin. Yeah? And they'll feel proud of that. They'll feel happy. What a bad condition to be in. Serious. What a bad condition to be in. That a Muslim is committing a sin, and that Muslim is not just a normal Muslim. He's a pious person. He made a mistake. He's made a genuine mistake. Yeah, you are so happy in your heart. You know, you're proud of that. Yeah, that person is coming. I've got something to talk about him. Ma'azallah. My dear Islam brothers, these are the people whom Allah Ta'ala dislikes. A pious person once said, do not commit a sin, as the taste of the sin will finish and the sin will stay there with you forever. And do not leave a good deed because of hardship, as the hardship will finish and the good deeds will remain with you forever. And my dear Islam brothers, inshallah azza wa jal, in this silsila today, we've learnt about some of the most important things. And inshallah azza wa jal, in our next silsila, we will talk about and we will highlight some of the things that people will rush into things, and we'll highlight some of the other examples that we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the lives of the Sahaba ikram. So please, my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, keep watching Madani channel, invite people towards Madani channel. Maybe someone has watched Madani channel the first time, he might learn something, and that inshallah azza wa jal can change his life forever. May Allah azza wa jal give me and all of us the ability to act upon what has been said today, and may Allah azza wa jal forgive our sins for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دھوم مچی ہو. آمین. بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection. Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection.